An 18-year-old from Poultney was arrested Thursday after he allegedly threatened a shooting at Fairhaven High School. And Governor Phil Scott says the allegations are alarming and that he's now open to a conversation about gun control. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
Fairhaven Police Chief William Humphreys told police that on Wednesday, Jack Sawyer, a former student at Fairhaven High School, bought a gun and made threats towards the school. The threats were 2 years old, but as a precaution, police upped their presence at the town's schools. Humphreys says Sawyer was detained after a second call came in on Thursday.
We received a call from a law enforcement agency in the state of New York that they had received information from a student that there was new allegations. Based on that, we contacted the Vermont State Police, where a decision was made to detain, which ultimately led to him being charged.
Major Glenn Hall of the Vermont State Police told reporters that until recently, Sawyer had been at a residential treatment facility in Maine to cope with anxiety and depression. Hall says when detectives interviewed Sawyer, he had detailed plans for how he would carry out the shooting.
He told detectives that he had been reading books on the Columbine shooting. He admitted that he was planning to come back to Vermont to fulfill this plan to shoot up the high school. He said he would have carried out the shooting, but wasn't sure when. And even with law enforcement intervention, he would carry it out when he had the opportunity.
Hall says police recovered multiple items from Sawyer's car, including a shotgun, ammunition, and a journal titled The Journal of an Active Shooter. Governor Phil Scott says the incident in Fairhaven, combined with the shooting in Florida, quote, jolted him.
Especially after reading the affidavit and realizing that only by the grace of God and the courage of a young woman who spoke up did we avert a horrific outcome.
The Republican governor says in the aftermath of this incident, he's open to conversations about gun safety.
This conversation can't be just about guns, but having said that, I need to be open-minded, objective, and at least consider anything that will protect our kids.
Sawyer was arraigned this afternoon at Rutland Superior Court on multiple charges, including attempted aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Vermont State Police say the investigation into the incident is active and ongoing. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.